Princeton City Council, October 16, 2023.
Andy drives too fast. Chris Sherlock. He's an uninjured reserve. I don't know. I tell you what. We're going to start just a couple seconds early. Welcome back to call this meeting to order. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Full house. I appreciate y'all being here. We're going to do roll call. Councilor White?
Here.
Councilor Cunningham?
Here.
Councilor Sullivan?
Here.
Anderson, excuse me. Boy, that was a blast from the past. Councilor Hobson?
Here.
And I'm here as well. Adjustments to the agenda?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you so much. We're going to turn a public hearing, please, at this point, to discuss the proposed sewer rate increase. This is required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use. Do I have a motion to open a public hearing?
You do. I move that we open public hearing.
And a second?
Second.
I second.
Okay, motion and 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
The City of Winston Municipal Code, Title 3, Chapter 30, Section 30.09, specifies the order of presentation of testimony of public hearings. After the hearing is opened as follows. We have a staff report. We're going to have out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosures, public statements in opposition, public statements in favor, public statements in general, and then council questions and comments. Following the presentation of testimony, the presiding officer will open the floor for a motion to close the hearing. So, we have a staff report, please, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. Thank you for coming out. The resolution that's placed before you as a subject to this public hearing is in regards to the utility fee in regards to the sewer. There's some relevant history here that we want to essentially bring to light and to lay the groundwork for why we're here today here entertaining this particular resolution. The city recently purchased a closed circuit camera system. It's a CCTV system, essentially to look at the sewer pipes. Send a camera down there, evaluate the sewer pipe to determine what condition. Some years ago, Public Works and city staff have essentially been hard at work on doing those types of analysis and looking at the existing conditions of the sewer pipes, and they have determined that there is a significant amount that is deteriorated in terms of concrete and asbestos concrete or AC lines in all portions of the city, everywhere in the city. A couple of years ago, our engineer of record, Civil West Engineering, performed a wastewater system development charge study that essentially calculated in and took that data and ascertained to a value on what it would take approximately to replace a lot of the on the way to failing or deteriorated lines in the amount or tune of $20 million and an additional $5 million for improvements at the wastewater plant. In December of 2005, the Winston City Council passed a vote to increase the sewer rate by 3% annually every year. At that time, the sewer rate was at $32 per month. Then, in March of 2015, the council voted to rescind that annual increase. At that time, it was $41 per month, and it's remained at that amount for about 9 years until this year. The city of Winston has just over 26 miles of wastewater piping that eventually discharges into the wastewater plant. I'd like to turn your attention, I'm going to dim the lights. We have an exhibit we need to take a look at. I think I can get to it from over here.
Wait, come back. Is change in the lights. There's going to be a audiovisual display.
I don't want to turn, make anyone fall asleep here, so I'll let Cindy do this.
Especially up here, right?
Well, you have your coffee here, right?
Okay, so. Thomas, why don't you leave them one at the back and turn them down the front? There you go. That might work.
We'll boot this thing up and we'll see. We'll make sure everyone can see it. Here. That's okay. We're starting to see a visual there.
Yeah, you may have to kill the back anyway.
Oh.
So essentially, this is a map of the city, and you're going to notice essentially a breakdown. It's a parcel area, which means it's each property individually. But the blue dotted line is the city limit line for the city of Winston. And what we want to draw your attention to are the red lines, which are the pipes determined to be high priority, which fall under the on the way to failing or in very poor condition, and that need to be replaced. We have just north of 26 miles of piping, and the eye test for this map shows that probably more than half needs to be replaced in the city, particularly on the eastern side of the city. In addition, the most recent sewer and street project on the west side of town consisted of the replacement of about 650 linear feet.
That's 1650, sir.
1650.
And you said 650.
Okay. Yeah. 1650, yes, of pipe replacement and bursting and some nominal storm. The length, just to give you some context, would essentially be leaving the City Hall parking lot and arriving at Bi-Mart. It's a pretty nominal stretch, and it does not consist of a four-lane highway, just a regular urban road. That was the street and sewer project that we were able to accomplish. We budgeted $963,000. It actually cost $1,081,000 for that amount of work. Those are the realities in terms of the financial encumbrances that we deal with in terms of addressing these now discovered deficiencies. So, council in good conscience has entertained lots of different options. Staff have went through an exorbitant research projects in order to yield all viable options to address the situation. The resolution that's placed before you today would essentially execute a $5 increase for residential and commercial users that would go towards addressing the situation that you see before you. There are additional numbers that are just kind of culminating around that. The $5 would allow $155,000 in additional revenue that would open up additional options for the city to explore state loan or grant programs and make those viable options. That concludes my staff report. Happy to take any questions.
Your Honor, if I may, I'd like to add to that.
Certainly.
Several years ago, we had an emergency replacement on of a sewer line about 300 feet long on Hope Street. And that cost us $300,000. And it was one where we have that AC pipe that we have all over the system. And it just, the gases in the pipe just eat the piping material to pieces.
Could you explain what the makeup of that pipe is, please? So explain the makeup of that pipe so we understand why it falls apart.
Yeah, it's asbestos cement pipe. So it's using cement and encapsulating asbestos particles in it to add strength to it. It works very well in water conditions where it's under pressure, but in an open sewer pipe where water is typically not ever flowing full, hopefully, you get gas buildup in there, and it just crumbles this pipe to pieces, and it just, we actually have pictures of just dirt. We have pipe with dirt and pipe with dirt going down. But in this case, the thing failed, and the pipe was so rotten, we could not reconnect to it. So we had to end up going in and doing a full line replacement on that street, emergency, bring a contractor in, and that, you know, increases the cost tremendously when you have that situation, because you don't get any bidding going on, none of that. You just got to get the job done. So it's very expensive in those cases. That's just another example of what a few feet of sewer line costs, and specifically because it's primarily very deep. So.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Anything else to add to that? Either
That's
of you?
All.
Okay, so we're going to go out for out-of-meeting or conflict of interest disclosures from council. Does anybody have a conflict of interest?
No.
No? David?
No. No.
Dory?
No.
Alicia, you're good? Okay, thank you. Okay, so now we get to the public statements in opposition of this rate increase. If you wish to speak, we need to have you approach the dais, state your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes to state your case. Okay, seeing none, public statements in favor, same rules.
My name is Christy Knuts, Glenn Knutson, 241 Southeast Darrow, Winston.
Welcome.
Thank you. I know that this needs to be done. I know that there was also some money set back aside for the sewer projects years ago for this to come up, and it got shifted to the general fund. Is that what happened?
Please, Mr. Bauer.
No. And I'm not sure what pot of money you're talking about, but it couldn't shift to the general fund. It would have to be returned to the sewer fund through an interfund loan, if such thing had ever happened. We have nothing on the books that shows that. What we do have is an accumulated reserve of almost $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably, most probably, part of that money.
Okay. And also when this 3% was set up, okay, you said our sewer bill is $41. What's
it
the $52 that I'm paying every month?
Okay, so you get a city bill,
mm-hmm,
for city service charges. Part of it is the sewer bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's $41. You have a plant replacement charge of $6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the pay on the loans that we incurred back when we did the plant. In 2012, I think it was.
Okay.
So that's what that $6 is for. There's a transportation utility fee,
mm-hmm,
of $1, a stormwater utility fee of $1,
mm-hmm,
and then the public safety fee of $5.
Okay.
That was $3.
$3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious why. I know it was set up so that it would increase every year at a minimum for the residents, so that we wouldn't get these big $5 raises.
It was rescinded back in 2014 by vote of the council. We've listened to the meetings, and there's no discussion really about why or you know what the reason was back then. It talks about it in terms of a rate study, but as near as we can find out, there was not a rate study done. So someone had come up with the idea that we need to increase the sewer rates based on the cost of living adjustment. And so,
mm-hmm,
that went on for a few years,
mm-hmm,
and then they rescinded it.
Yeah, no, it was to bring it up so that we could raise it every year.
Right, but that was rescinded, like he said.
Yeah, but
the second year it was implemented.
I wasn't sure then. That doesn't make sense. But anyway, okay, that's what I was wondering about, why it hadn't been done so that we didn't have these large increases.
So
are we going to put that back in?
So we're going to talk about that. But the way this thing works forward is that we're in the process of doing a professional rate study to so that we'll know what charges we need to deliver. So when I got here in 2016 and we looked at where we were at, the utility didn't look like it was that far behind, actually. But we didn't know about the weight of work that was in front of us. So as we, over the last few years, we've been accumulating the data so that we could get it to our engineers so they could do an analysis on this presentation right here.
Right.
And that's what we've got now. We know how bad the system is, and we've got you know, an initial study on what that cost is going to be. Now we've got a rate study coming on to, you know, with the support of the earlier work that was done by our engineer. So it all accumulates into this public hearing tonight, showing that we don't know where what we're going to do long term yet, because we need that rate analysis done, but we know we're way behind, so, or we're going to be way behind.
We're also looking at a sewer siphon project that needs to happen almost immediately.
Yes.
I mean, we've done all the engineering's been done. The engineering estimate is, what, $2.5 million?
Yeah.
$3 million, something like that?
Yeah, the siphon itself was roughly $3 million, and then we added another $1 million on Abraham for this. We have actually a one-stop meeting tomorrow, which is where we get together with all the agencies who provide grants and loans for water and sewer projects. And we'll try and find out which is the best way for us to go, who has the best product out there right now for us to use. This last one we used was a DEQ forgiveness loan. So they gave us 50% forgiveness on the construction cost.
Well, there you go.
And that's probably the most likely we'll get on this one. So that would mean on our $4 million project, they forgive $2 million, and we have to come up with that. But the debt service on that $2 million is $200,000 a year.
Okay. So you think our $5 is going to increase it, is going to take care of that?
So no, the $5 is just a stopgap at this time. It'll provide $155,000 of new cash to the utility. So we know it's not going to completely cover it, but, and we know going forward it's going to get worse, but we just don't know how much until we get this rate study done.
So we're going to have another increase?
Very likely within the next 6 months.
After tonight's
After
increase.
Tonight.
And what is it looking like?
Probably, I really don't know. We won't know until after the one stop, when we figure out how much this siphon is going to cost. Because that will, what they do generally is, okay, so here's what we'll give you.
Right.
But you're going to have to do your rate increase to cover the difference.
I get that. But okay. I understand that part. But what I also understand is, we didn't want to come up with the way Riddle and Sutherland did when they slapped $30 and they went up to $90 because they had to bill all their stuff. And yet, this is what it's sounding like we're going to do.
And don't put words in our mouth.
I'm not
Christy.
Putting any words. I'm just saying, sounding like this is what it's sounding like.
Yeah, it's not going to be. I don't believe it'll be that bad.
But that's why we're doing the rate study.
Okay.
So the rate study will give us. We'll give the council strategic options on which way to go, how to leverage how to leverage grants and loans, you know, utilizing the money that we have by, at the same time covering our debt service. So we have no idea what that picture looks like right now until because it, you know, it's based on when you do those projects, how quickly they come, you know, if they're spaced out more, do you do a larger project or a series of smaller projects? All those strategic decisions will have to be made by council to ultimately end in a rate analysis to go forward.
Well, also how many emergencies are developed.
Yes.
And you have engineers looking on the rate analysis already.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to make a public statement in favor?
Hi, my name is Emily McCurry. I live at 671 Northwest T Street. I've been a resident for just about a year and a half now. And I'm probably not the popular vote in this room at this moment, but I want to give you, increases are never fun. These kind of projects and getting the data in the background is never fun. Please keep in mind that hundreds of hours, man hours, are put in literally collecting data. I am a property manager. I manage 8 mobile home parks throughout Oregon. I do these kind of projects all the time on a much smaller scale. And I know it's scary. We all work hard for our money. It's hard. This is scary and it's hard. But it has to be addressed. These problems don't go away and they don't get better. I don't personally want to wake up one morning and have my lines broken and I have to stand in a shower full of sewage to try to get ready to go to work. So if there's anything I can do to help, I'm happy to do so.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody else like to speak? Okay, so I guess those are public statements in general as well as in favor. Council questions or comments? Anybody on the phone have anything they want to know?
I just want to make one comment. What we're trying to do is be very proactive in preventing a catastrophic sewer line failure. And we no longer kick the can down the road. It needs to be repaired.
Thank you, Dave. Dory, anything?
No, I'm right with Dave. That's exactly. We have to look. I mean, after that one fiasco that we had, the sewer come up, we've got to do something, and especially with the breakdown of everything, and with our new equipment, we found out how bad everything was.
Yeah. And we bought Andy a toy, and it cost us a lot of money.
I know, but it sure was worth it, don't you think, or do you not think?
I agree.
Is that what you're saying?
I agree. It was well worth it.
Okay.
It's a lot better
going
into this stuff knowing what's going on. Alicia, anything to offer? Alan?
One thing that we will have to remember, too, is when we have this one-stop meeting tomorrow, whatever we get out of the people that we talk to, they're going to have input on what we have to charge also. So it's not necessarily going to be only our decision.
Correct.
They're going to help make our decision for us, depending on what they offer us in the amount of money that they do.
Thank you. Anything else? If there's nothing further, I'm looking for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you. Need a second?
Second.
I'll second.
And
first
two
seconds. Go ahead.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign? Perfect. Do council members have anything to discuss? Hearing nothing further, the discussion is closed, and we're going to go on to the rest of our meeting. Thank you for those that participated. I appreciate that. Appreciate seeing a full room, too. We may have to move this thing up to the community center if these people are going to, this kind of response. This is awesome.
Yes, it is. Very awesome that they all appear and
okay.
Someone speaks up.
Consent agenda. Council minutes for October 2nd. Looking for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Have a motion to approve. Need a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered in this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Anybody like to speak to council? It must be you first, Jack.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I'm fine.
Well, Jack filled out one of these fancy new forms to be able to get on the list, so.
Woo-hoo.
Which means that I actually read.
You read the packet, which is
awesome.
Wow, what a concept. Come prepared.
What a concept. My name is Jack Holland. I reside in Roseburg, but I'm here representing Winston Area Independence Day Organization. And God said, let there be light. We are approaching December and our annual Winston Community Christmas. I would once again like to approach the council and ask to waive the fees for the community center. It is a community event. It showcases every entity in the building and probably counts as marketing. At least it did last year. So,
Are you talking about for the Christmas tree lighting event, or
no,
do you have
no.
another
the
event?
The community Christmas event at the community center.
Okay.
think that's me.
Yes, it was. Another country you heard from.
Turn off your car alarm.
It's a talent.
Okay, so does this also include the tree lighting then?
I'm not involved with that.
Okay. Oh, that's Clay. Excuse me.
That's Clay.
Mr. Bauer, what do we have in our TRT funds that we could maybe spend some of that on this, if anything?
I want to say it's about $2,500.
And how about the duration of your event, Jack?
It's a one-day event.
One-day event?
My event is December 8th.
And Andy, that's look at the new fee schedule, Scott.
$450 for a full day.
$450 for a full day?
My event is from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
Assuming that the community center will already have existing December decorations, it won't take me terribly long. I could probably get away with a half-day rental.
Okay, what do you think? Can we pull that off?
Full day's better.
Full day's better?
My opinion.
If you've got it in your offer, I'll take it.
It's either $300 or $450. I think Andy's looking for a little boost there.
Well,
let's go to full-day rental.
You're going to forgive it, so.
Yeah.
Essentially, if you're going to write it to marketing,
right?
It's, you know,
looking for a motion to approve Mr. Holland's request.
I so move.
Have a motion. Looking for a second.
I second.
Have a motion and 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. There you go, Jack. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I would like you to consider, though, in the future, possibly making this event a city sponsored event hosted by other organizations. Just something to consider.
Okay, well, let's take that to the park board.
Well, when I have a full park board, I certainly shall.
Thank you, Jack. Jack's also on the park board, which is a great help. Clay, your turn.
Hey, you're in.
Yeah. Thank you. My name is Clay Caldwell. I am the president of the local Winston-Salem Area Festival Association, and I am here today to ask for forgiveness for a bill we received, the Festival Association received for the city, for the Mellon Festival Parade that happened in September. We received a bill for $1,366.66 for time for police officers, equipment, and public works employees. And we were unaware that we were going to be getting a bill like this. To be quite honest, I did not come before council and ask for a waiver fee. At the time, I was having some trouble at home with personal business, and it got by me. It happened at a critical time when I usually get out and do these things, and during the month of March and most of September, I was busy with some personal issues, and I didn't have the personnel, and it got away from my mind to get it taken care of.
Okay.
And if the mayor and the other council members here would like, I have a copy of the invoice if they need to see it.
Oh, I trust that the invoice is there. Motion from council.
I make a motion that we waiver the fee.
Have a motion. Looking for a second.
I second.
Have a motion, and once again, 2 seconds. All in favor for forgiving the festival parade bill? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You guys get 9 seconds. You want 5 bucks tree lighting?
I'll come back next month.
While you're here, you might as well make your motion.
You should just.
Okay. I would like.
Go ahead.
Talk on the way.
I'll talk on the way.
Yeah, because your clock's still running.
I also have events coming up in December. What's the Christmas tree lighting and the new Christmas ball that we are starting the day after the community Christmas.
Wow, and it's going to be a busy place up there.
It is going to be a busy place. And I would like, I've already paid part of the fee for the community center, and I would like to ask for any waiver of fees for any other fees that may occur. The Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd, and the parade is December 2nd, and the Christmas ball is December 9th.
So you need relief from the police department on December 2nd as well for the parade. And you're asking for that now as well?
Yes.
I understand that Roseburg, the formerly known as Roseburg Forest Products, is donating a tree this year.
Absolutely.
Okay. Motion to approve Clay's request for parade relief and partial relief on the community center.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion. Looking for a second?
I second.
Have a motion and a single second. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Post same sign. Thank you very much. There you go.
Get your reservations in place and we'll be good to go.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, so also on comments from the audience or from the citizens, there's a new form that was mentioned just a minute ago that looks kind of like that. It's not required, but it's nice if you guys, just like that, Christy, if you guys, you know, want to speak to council, it kind of gives us a chance of, you know, maybe to know what you're going to be talking about, makes us opportunity a little bit more prepared to deal with what you guys are after. So there you go. Did you want to approach council?
I do.
Okay.
So again, I'm Emily McCurry with 671 Northwest T Street, and I don't know if I need to speak now or when we get down to new business and Lily's Mexican cuisine. So I have something to bring to city council's attention regarding chemicals in the parking lot. So I don't know if we want to address it now. Or
might as well make it now.
Okay. So I also manage the complex right by Lily's.
Formerly known as the Golden Rule Shopping Center?
Yes, I do, and my office is located there as well. So I have pictures that I want to hand out that I just need you to be aware of.
Present those to Mr. McIntosh, if you would, please.
Okay.
That's his kind of...
Okay, I need extra copies. I wasn't quite sure. Basically what's happening is they're... it appears that they're taking mop water, it's coming, and they are dumping it on our parking lot, and it's going out into the street. It obviously has chemicals in it because it is eating the sealant of our parking lot. So
aren't they supposed to have a mop sink in there, Thomas?
So
it's a commercial operation, so yeah, they should, there should be...
County Health should have forced them to have a mop sink or a place to dispose of their mop water inside the building.
Internally, yes. Environmental help, that would be under their umbrella with Douglas County, the Douglas County Building Department, but there is appears to be also a significant illicit...
Is this a daily operation?
As far as the dumping of the... I see it Monday through Thursday. Our office is open Monday through Thursday. That's
so, yeah, daily would be a good way to call that. About what time?
So it is about midday, probably about 2 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's during shift change. And we had just resealed our parking lot less than 90 days ago, and that's what's happening. So between that and then, you know, we parked there, we're walking through it, all the things. So...
Thomas, can we have maybe get Dana down there to take a peek at that?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mayor, if I may, you've witnessed this individual throwing this chemical-based, probably some chlorine agents in there or something. You've seen them throwing that on your parking lot. Is that correct?
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
We will follow up. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you so
much.
Appreciate that. Anybody pass the pictures around? The photogenic evidence. There you go. Okay, anything else? Anybody else want to approach council? Going once, going twice. Sold. Okay. Reports, boards, committees, commissions, and schools. We're going to hear from the Friends of the Winston Library about now. Got all kinds of good news on this one.
Okay.
It always is.
Hi, Dory.
So the first thing I want to say, because you're going to have the Christmas party, we were actually discussing that the other day, and I'm going to see if I can get some volunteers to stick around on Friday to leave the library open.
Perfect. Thank you.
So recently, the Winston Library was nominated as a 2023 PNBA, which is Pacific Northwest Booksellers Association project. And what they did in conjunction with the Eugene Library, they went ahead and nominated us to go up there where they have a convention once a year where they sell books. Publishers come and bring their books to sell to businesses and to libraries. And because we were nominated, we were able to pick up over 40 boxes excuse me, of new book releases. So far, that was a couple weeks ago, so far we've gone through 30 boxes. So we have about 10 more. Half of those books we've determined can be cataloged for our shelves. And the remaining, what we do is when we don't feel that a book will fit into the library for maybe it's a workbook and it can't be used because people are not supposed to write in the books, or if it's a book that we already have, we sell those back to companies and we actually make a profit, which we put back in the library to buy other books. And then we received several duplicates, and what we did is we sent those duplicates to our other community library partners. That would be Riddle, Myrtle Creek, Oakland, Sutherland. And we're hoping that in the future, if they get selected, that in turn they'll go ahead and donate some other books to us. So it works for us and it works for them. And I just wanted to just make a brief statement. As you know, community libraries across the country are basically on an endangered list. As people use their phones to look at media, and as they look at other devices, that becomes their normal form of entertainment. So they're not reading books, they're not coming to the library. So as we move into the future, our libraries have to step up their game. And what we have to do is we have to become more resource-oriented. And it's the goal of the Winston Library to be a place of resource, not just for checking out books, but providing some other services to the community. And that means right now your Winston Library has computers that are available to the public. So if you don't have a computer at home, you can come in and use a computer. We also provide a small fee to get copies and get things printed. And the closest resource to that in the area would be going postal. And the one closest to that would be all the way in Roseburg. Mm-hmm. So we provide those services to the community. And what as a director, I would like to provide other little resources. Now, right now, we're not thinking about doing training because we don't have anybody that has that type of expertise. But we're providing lists of community resources. Let's say you come in and you are looking for a job. Maybe we can't help you with a resume, but we know where we can send you so that somebody can help you with that. So we're trying to direct patrons to the resources. We're also trying to increase young adults and children's readership. And what I like to do in the future is maybe introduce a book club. That way I can get people excited about reading books and also participating with other people in the area. So if you have any thoughts or ideas, please come to your local library. We have cards available. And we have lots of new books for you to check out. Thank you.
I got a couple of questions.
Yes.
Approximately how many visits do you guys have a month? Average it seasonally, if you will.
I would say, now I'm scheduled there 11 hours a week, and then we have about 14 volunteers. So we're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we're closed a couple days. I would like to see maybe if I can encourage some volunteers to come in on the weekend, because that's 2 days that are being overlooked. And if people are working or children are in school, they're not able to access the library. So I'd like to maybe see that change. But I would say, on an average, we're having anywhere from 15 to 20 people come in. And I see that to me is just not acceptable. I, right now, have... I go that by the old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it. I want to put a little bit more excitement into the library. So what I've done is I've taken some authors that a lot of our patrons like to read, and then some new authors, and I put them in an area where you see maybe three or four of those books, and put a little blip about the author and what the subject matter is. To encourage people, sometimes just a little visual cue is going to excite a reader. So I've done that all through the library. It's all about, we don't need to be hucksters, but we do need to pitch what we do provide. And so I like to encourage our volunteers, if they read a book that they like, to maybe put that out on the shelf with a little tag on it, so it would encourage patrons. But my hope is that we can encourage more people to come in and read, because there's nothing like picking up a book and holding it in your hand and going to someplace different from your daily life.
Thank you. I think book club's a great idea.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. With wine.
Am I wrong?
What?
A book club with wine.
Your house? Come on, Becky. Never mind. Moving right along.
Could I answer that?
Please.
Two tours. I'm still Jack. I have been a participant of their summer reading program. You didn't mention it, but it takes place usually every Friday during the summer for the kids. There's a reading program with some kind of craft or.
So is it for your edification or for the children's?
It's for the children's.
Okay.
But mine as well, because I'm there enjoying it, and on occasion I've been actually a performer in it.
Yeah. No, I think that's great.
And I've seen attendance in those things ranging between 50 and 100 kids with parents attending these things. It's amazing. Prior to it becoming an entity of the Friends of the Winston Library, and was still a county library, I was one of their registered story readers for them, and I'll be talking to you about that.
Yes.
And good for you, Jack. Thank you.
It was a big thing then. You would have anywhere from 10 to 20 children and parents on any given story time reading thing. Our library is utilized when we have the appropriate programs and things working in it, and it needs to be supported.
Yeah, and I wonder if you did get volunteers for the weekends, you know, maybe you would see more of that. Say if you did once a month do a reading program on a Saturday.
Exactly.
You know, I wonder, I bet you there would be good turnout, because I would love to take my niece and nephews, but...
Absolutely, and I think maybe a collaboration with some of the other entities of the community center, like a teen group or a senior group, where they can have a joint...
I think that's a resource that you're not using very well, are the seniors.
Working on it.
Yeah, I think that's a great resource, particularly for reading programs with kids.
Absolutely.
And just to follow what he said, what he's talking about is every Friday at 1:30 we have a story time for young children. This last month, we went a full month without anybody coming. I went ahead and put out some posters and advertised on our website. And right after that, we got so many children that came in to listen to the story time and do crafts that they could barely fit into the room. So it's just a
be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And what he's talking about during the summer in July and the first part of August, we have a summer reading program where we encourage children to read so many minutes, and then they're provided with the Contact Wildlife Safari. They come and do a presentation. We have the balloon guy come in and he does some balloons. We had the Douglas County Youth Orchestra come in with a presentation. And then the children win prizes, or they can get a free book, which I push the free books all the time.
I was there for several years with the Magicians Guild.
Yes. So I'll be, you need to come in and get a free book. But these are
I have
just,
nothing to do. Why not?
Yeah.
These are just some of the things that we do provide.
Great. Thank you very much. Anything else, Jack?
I'm just going to scoot down because when it comes back to parks, I'm just going to stand up again.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
Pardon?
And all you do for the city. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. You're very welcome.
Anything else for the library? Economic development. Mr. McIntyre, what you got?
Full measure of transparency. I was not at the meeting. The boss was there.
Okay. Excuse me. What do you got, Mr. Bauer?
Well, as you know, Lynn Curry is the chair of that committee, and she does an exceptional job with her minutes from the meetings that she sent out to you and you all received going through the meeting. So don't want to spend a lot of time there, but you know, it was more negative economic development news than anything, because as you know, or many of you know at least, Workman's has now left. The city it is taken up in the Red Barn across from Love in a much bigger building and space, and is doing really well there, as I understand. So, but we lost them. They're a good business to have here. Probably some of you have seen some of the conversation going on Facebook about loggers, and we really don't know anything more than what you've read in those posts about how they're doing. I mean, potentially they could leave the community as well, as I at least read that information on Facebook. So take it for what it's worth. But anyway, it's out there. So we talked about that. We do have a new economic development chair in the county. Also talked about that for a little bit. He's bringing new energy and enthusiasm to that position. It's been an organization that's been stumbling mightily for years, and they needed new leadership. And the gentleman that has taken it over was a Roseburg City Council member and then decided to take this job as their executive director, and he is a real motivated guy. And we've talked to him from our city managers group about somehow getting that organization to, when they have economic development opportunities, meaning businesses that want to come to Douglas County, to give all the cities a shot at trying to market their communities towards that business, instead of just on their own deciding where it's going to go and nobody has any say in it. It's just a done deal. And that's one of the reasons why most of the cities have backed out of supporting the organization, because of that type of climate in there. So hopefully, with their new director on board, we can get some major changes done there, where we can actually be out competing for these new developers that want to come into the Douglas County area. So that's all I've got.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Bauer? Alicia, you have anything, or are you going to table that till the next meeting?
Right. We did not have a quorum, so we actually didn't have any business. Jack Wood does have some inside information on the memorial tree update that was not discussed because we didn't have an official meeting. I don't know.
Would you care to share?
Absolutely. I would. I would love to share. And once again, I'm still Jack. I haven't moved yet. It had been approached to the park board and brought through the park board to the city council to plant a memorial tree for Nikki McBride in Civic Wayside Park right behind City Hall. That's kind of frowned upon, not a memorial in itself, but a living memorial, because if for some reason that memorial dies, it's just not a good thing. You know, if a memorial tree passes away, such as it is. After talking to pretty much everyone else involved, a second suggestion has come up. The park behind City Hall was built by a Ford family leadership group, one of their cohorts. I was actually the facilitator for that group that did it. The person that designed the entire park was Nikki McBride, and that's who the memorial tree was originally asked to be planted for. It was suggested that instead of a memorial tree, we could put a plaque on the gazebo dedicating the gazebo as the Nikki McBride gazebo, which would satisfy everyone involved at this point. In the future, I think we as the park board, would like to investigate some kind of a prominent citizen memorial of some kind where a plaque could be placed on it somewhere.
You mean like a wall?
Like a wall. You know, it could be in the community center or somewhere, and to be determined. But at this point, the option that we have, or the suggestion that we've had, is placing a plaque on the current existing gazebo, dedicating that as the Nikki McBride Memorial Gazebo. And the McBride family is more than happy with that, as opposed to the prior
tree.
Offer of a tree.
I think I'd like to explore that idea a little bit further. I think that's a good idea. From my perspective, I think that's a grand idea.
As Alicia has mentioned, we did not have a quorum in our last park board meeting, so that I could have discussion with that. But individuals that I have talked to have all been in favor of it. So it is my opinion that after the next park board meeting, that will be brought to the city council as a suggestion.
Okay. Well, Mark, Andy, any hang-ups with that?
No, I think that's a good idea. I think it's a creative, and you know, help Jack talk about the tree and the memorial part of living, having a living thing like that. So that's something that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any comments? Council?
Yes, I think it's wonderful.
Okay. Very good. Okay, thank you, Jack. Appreciate that. That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
And all that. Oh, wonderful evening.
Thanks, Jack. Take care. Appreciate you being here. Absolutely. Traffic and public safety. Chief Sardi's been excused. Christopher Sherlock has been excused for the wastewater. Mr. McIntosh, you're up again.
Nothing to add to the report. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. Administration, Mr. Bauer?
No additional comments tonight.
You guys tired of sitting there, aren't you? Old business, none. New business. New business licenses. The Striping Company, Chini Curtis, and Lily's Mexican Cuisine. We've already heard about that. Any comments on approving those?
So we're going to have Dana, perhaps, or somebody look at the Lily's Mexican Cuisine, but they've been approved as far as chief's concerned, I assume.
I think as far as a business, they're probably just need to, their practices maybe need to be looked at a little bit.
Yes, we will follow through with the compliance process and validate that portion of it. The business license was signed off because the occupancy previously was a restaurant, and it's not changing in terms of that.
I'll move that we accept new business licenses.
I have a motion to approve business licenses. Seeking a second.
Second.
The motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Same sign. Motion carries. Any workshop dates looming in the future, gentlemen?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Resolution number 23-1105, the increase of the flat rate of the sewer user's charge. Ms. Sardi, could you mind reading that for us, please, by title only?
Not at all, Mayor. Good evening.
Resolution number 23-1105, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adjusting the flat rate sewer user's charge in accordance with Title V, Chapter 50, Section 50.069 of the Winston Municipal Code.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sardi. Staff report, we've already kind of heard that, but you want to hit the high spots again, please, Thomas?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. In concert with the public hearing that took place at the beginning of the meeting, we went over some essentially high points in terms of the reasoning for the resolution. The city faces just a significant situation with the conveyance system. The elements of the resolution just kind of go over those areas in terms of the history and what we talked about. The change will affect residential and commercial users. Residential users right now pay a flat $41 for the sewer portion of their bill. Commercial users pay $41 per 7,000 gallons of water usage. That's really analyzed on a water usage standpoint, because that essentially tells us how much is being discharged in the system, because that's how much water you're using. For quick math, commercial users, it's $41 per 7,000 gallons of usage. So it would essentially raise $5 in both of those areas. I think that the map that we showed speaks volumes to the situation that we are in, and the additional revenue is so essential. It's going to open additional doors in terms of state loans and grant opportunities. The one stop will take place tomorrow, and that'll help flesh out additional details in that regard. But we would strongly urge you to approve Resolution 11-0.
And note, only three bullet points, Mr. Bowden.
I was just noticing.
I was wondering when that was going to be.
Just real quickly, I think it's also pertinent to point out that it goes up to $46 for residential and commercial, but the new senior rate is $34.50, so it does not jump quite as dramatically.
And what is the senior rate?
And notice how he brings that up to this crowd tonight. I'm just saying, you know, that's good for us.
The senior discount is 25% off your bill. So at the new $41 or $46,
take advantage. Does everybody understand that? That as seniors, you get a 25% discount. You just got to apply for it.
Excuse me, Your Honor. It's low income, so it's income qualifying.
Okay.
It isn't just anybody.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're all. Yeah.
I guess it's all relative, isn't it?
Right.
How you score your income. Yeah. Okay. So any comments from the audience on this particular resolution? Okay, looking for a motion from council to approve resolution 23-1105.
I make a motion. Okay, go ahead, David.
No, you go ahead. That's fine.
We're going to apply tonight. Okay. I approve of resolution number 23-1105.
I have a motion to approve. Looking for a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution 23-1106. The basin blower purchase for the wastewater treatment plant. Ms. Sardi, by title only, please.
Thank you. Resolution number 23-1106. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to purchase one aeration basin blower to replace a failing blower at the Winston Green Wastewater Treatment Plant in an amount not to exceed $112,630.
Thank you. Staff report, Mr. Bauer, is that or Mr. McIntosh?
Either one of us. But,
go ahead, Mr. Bauer.
Anyway, out at our wastewater treatment plant, one of the items that's come up, and pretty much as an emergency, is the blower system, which provides oxygen
to the bacteria that digest the sewage as it comes into the treatment plant, but it also mixes the aeration basins. So it's a very important piece of equipment, and ours are now over 44 years old, so they've outlived their useful life. There's only two manufacturers of this particular blower that's on the market. One of them would not return our calls. So the second one did, gave us a quote of $112,630 for the equipment. That split half between us and the Green Area Water and Sanitary Authority. So our share of it is $56,315, and Green's is the same. And that would complete my statement.
Comments from the audience? Any questions you guys might have?
How many users?
Becky, you need to approach the council. You're not that special.
Another
special. Oh, come on.
I'm Becky Holm at 73 Northwest Grantley. I just had a question. How many users in Winston versus how many users in Green?
Approximately the same. We have approximately 2,500, and they have roughly between 2,500 and 3,000 connections. So right now, the sewage that comes into the treatment plant is pretty much split 50-50 between the two utilities as far as flow goes. So that's where our the dollars come up for how we split things, split costs is on a 50-50 basis.
Thank you. Thanks, Becky. Any more comments from the audience? Questions? Thank you very much. Council action to approve spending of $56,000.
I think I see on the from Chris that this is a budgeted item, so we knew we were going to spend
it. Yes, we did. Yes. We budgeted $250,000, and it, by all estimations, we will come under that for this capital project.
Okay. So I move we accept resolution 11-23-1106.
Have a motion to approve. Looking for a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Resolution 23-1107. The nuisance abatement claim of lien at 791 Southeast Meadowood Drive by title only. Please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1107. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to place a claim of lien in the amount of $1,600 for the abatement of noxious vegetation on real property legally described as Meadowood Subdivision Phase 1, Block 3, Lot 6, Acres 0.16, and located at 791 Southeast Meadowood Drive, pursuant to Title 9, Chapter 90, Sections 90.073 to 90.074 of the Winston Municipal Code.
Thank you, Ms. Hardy. Staff report, please.
That would complete my staff report. Especially, good job, Cindy, getting that all under the title. So we have this property that we tried to get the owner to clean up and wouldn't do it, so we had to hire a contractor to go in there and clean up. And it cost us, as Cindy had indicated, $1,450 for the contractor to come in and basically knock down all the vegetation that was growing in and around the structure on this property. So what in our standard process is that once we do that, we send them a bill, and if they don't respond, then we have no other choice but to put a lien on the property.
You please explain the purpose for this nuisance abatement. What's the whole idea behind it?
Well, nuisance abatements are done for many different reasons. But it's basically wherever we have a nuisance going on. A nuisance could be from garbage or litter, vehicles, dead vehicles parked on property, you name it, left RVs in you know, on city streets. So they come in all shapes and sizes. But when we can get them limited to just a property site cleanup, like in this case, and we had another one over here on Civil Bend that we were doing on a pretty regular basis.
About once a year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Finally, that property changed hands and is on the way to a cleaner place. But anyway, so these nuisances that occur, we go out and we act on them. If there's a violation, then there's potentially citations given. If they're not, if the owner won't do what needs to be done, they'll end up in court. Now, ultimately, if they don't pay the bill, the property gets liened, and the next time it changes hands, the liens are paid off.
How many notices
do
we give the property owners before we get to that point?
Yes, there are several. There are at least two. There's a minimum of two that has to be, and there's a significant effort with trying to, essentially the issue with this one is that there was the property owner that passed away. And so flushing out the process for locating whoever it got turned over to, which was a family member, relative, a daughter, I think it was very difficult. And there was still, no success in that regard. So we had to follow through the course of this process. In addition, the growth was so bad here that it was covering the manufactured home. It was essentially swallowing it up, which poses a significant fire danger in the summer. So this one was a particularly a high priority, and the lien process the abatement process was appropriate.
Thank you. Any comments from the audience? Council?
I assume then this property is nobody's living there?
No.
Seeking a motion to approve resolution 23-1107.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion. Looking for a second, please.
I second.
Have a motion, and once again, 2 seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Same sign. Thank you very much. Resolution 23-1108, amending the current fee schedule. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank
by
you.
Title only.
Resolution number 23-1108, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, amending the City of Winston fee schedule. Resolution number 21-1006. By increasing the rental fee for the pavilion at Riverbend Park and imposing a new fee for right-of-way activity when the request is for the installation of a post to accommodate mailboxes.
Thank you very much. Staff report, please.
So we're going to split that between Andy and myself. The one I'm going to cover is on the mailbox post.
Okay.
We've had a price on the books for that for years. It's been seldom charged. It was a much higher fee than this. So I think typically when a homeowner wants to put a mailbox on their property, they're not expecting a huge charge. You know, so when they put it in the right-of-way, there is a charge. They still have to do it adequately. If we have to inspect it, make sure it's done right. But coming back with a much lower fee of $50 to do that rather than the previous $125 that was on the
good case. Move. Thank you. Anything else for you?
No,
Mr. Howell, please.
Just following up on with the pavilion, you know, we have the pavilion back. The food pantry, as most of you are aware, was occupied for the last couple of years. Now that it's available, staff would like to increase that fee of $20 per rental from the current 50. So that's our request for the pavilion. We've already we've had two rentals already, and we are getting calls for the pavilion, which is exciting. So that'll allow us a little bit of time to go in and do some more cleanup, kind of do some touch-up painting and freshen the thing up a bit. So
great, thank you. Any comments from the audience? Questions, council? All in favor, looking for a motion to approve 23-1108.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 23-1108.
Thank you, Dave. Seeking a second?
I'll second.
No one else will.
Motion, and once again, 2 seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys today. Okay, we got a proclamation, National Month of Community Service Make a Difference Day. Whereas the month of October is hereby recognized as the National Month of Community Service, and whereas the fourth Saturday in October of each year has been designated as National Make a Difference Day, and whereas National Make a Difference Day is the largest national day of community service and community volunteerism, and whereas volunteers across the country will gather the morning of October 28th to offer a helping hand to their neighbors and communities, and whereas the citizens of Winston produce amazing volunteers who deserve recognition and thanks, and whereas one great way to thank a volunteer is to be a volunteer and join the others of the on the morning of October 28th for Make a Difference Day. Now, therefore, I, David S. Rutter, Mayor of the City of Winston, do hereby proclaim the month of October as the National Month of Community Service and designate the fourth Saturday in October of each year as Make a Difference Day, Winston, and urge citizens to volunteer on the day of October 28, 2023, and on any other day. In witness, therefore, I set my hand and cause the seal of the City of Winston to be affixed this 16th day of October, 2023. Non-agenda items from council. Any upcoming agenda items we need to consider, gentlemen?
There are several that will be coming. Next, we'll begin to talk about the street and stormwater utility concerns with those accounts.
Anything else? Perfect. Good of the order. We have our check copies in the packet and claims in excess of $500. Announcements, October 18th, Planning Commission, 7 p.m. right here in City Hall. October 26th, Oktoberfest Committee, 5 p.m. in City Hall. And then debris is burning allowed until November 30th. Yard debris only. No barrels, no trash. Executive session, gentlemen?
None, Your Honor, but I do have, before you adjourn, I have one more quick note for you. Our Oktoberfest this year generated $13,000 for the Veteran Suicide Fund.
Cool.
And then the VFW also, I think, generated around $150 in food sales.
Cool. Good. What about attendance count? How many bodies went through the gates?
I don't have that information.
Okay. That'd be good.
That'll be coming up.
That'd be good to capture.
Yeah. I mean, we have it, but we heard it at the meeting.
Perfect. Anything else, guys? Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all being here. Love seeing a full crowd. That's awesome.
What's that?
All night.
At least it's not so boring they can't come. I think this is awesome. Hi, Beth. How are you? Yeah, I was waiting for something. My God, yeah. What the hell?
I didn't know that didn't form. I would have had it going now.
Actually, it's not a have to. It's a we'd like to. That way, it kind of gets us planned a little bit. Maybe what you want to talk about, and we can maybe, if we don't have the answers, we can get them before you get here. So. Oh, that's been 2 years. Wow. I'm sorry. I ran into Millie Wilson at the post office.
You look like you're having some issues.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Then she got COVID.
There you go. Meeting adjourned 8:12.